Good afternoon, guys. I think we had a good spirited practice. Our guys seem to be really energized and looking forward to this ball game on Sunday for a lot of reasons. Percy gave it a try in pre-practice. Really couldn't put a lot of weight on that ankle at this point. He's going to be listed as doubtful for this ball game. Charlie Johnson was able to get out and do some work. He should be fine going to the game. LaTroy was good, and so was Michael Jenkins, and everybody else should be good. Percy's the only guy that's in question. So,
did you give anybody extra work on Charlie's side just in case he cannot go?
Yeah, we did. We gave Mark Asper a little bit more work to get him some opportunities, and so we'd be prepared if for some reason, you know, he had trouble.
Would Schwartz be an option over on that side as well, or is he just so accustomed to the right side that?
Yeah, we'd probably leave him on the right, and you know, Joe would end up being the guy that would have to play guard, and Mark would be a backup if something were to happen.
How did he hurt that toe?
You know, something that at home bumped it on something, and you know, just really, really sore. So.
Would Jarius Wright get any reps at kickoff return in Percy's absence?
We don't have him as a backup on kickoff return. We do as a punt returner. But if he got any work as a returner, it would be as a punt returner.
Yeah. Has there been any more of a move to get him involved as an outside receiver, Jarius?
We practiced him there this week, Tim, along with the slot. So we're prepared him to get some work outside as well as inside.
Either way, whether Percy can make it or not, you figure Jarius will be up just because of Percy's status?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Percy's injury aside, though, do you feel like Jarius has kind of earned a game day roster just from the one time and what he showed there?
Yeah, I mean, he showed that he's ready to get in some game action, so we're going to have him up for sure. All right, thank you, guys.